What was your favorite thing that happened today?
Oren putting that helmet on and keeping going and looking at himself was pretty cute.
Yeah, we went to get Oren bicycle helmet.
Yeah.
And he put it was little and it fit him real good.
Yeah, and he would like stay real still while you were going to put it on his head. Yeah. So he's like, yes, put that on me.
Yes, I'm interested in this.
Yes, put it on. And then he would like bang himself on the
bang,
head.
Bang, 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 bang. So it wasn't that guy who got out of his car and said, women drivers, no survivors. No. That wasn't your favorite thing that happened today?
No, not really. No.
Oh. I think he must have immediately regretted it, right?
I don't care.
He seemed like he did. He was like, don't tell my wife I said that. And I was like, I mean, I don't think I'll tell anyone. And then I just told a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Just told like 20,000 people about that.
20,000? You think so?
That's how many people listen to the podcast.
Ooh. That's a lot of people.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Do you want to stop doing the podcast now?
Yeah, maybe. I thought it was like 2,000.
Oh. It's like 200. Don't worry about it.
Okay, great.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
And I'm his wife, Catherine Green.
Together, we're about to take a look at the back of the last week by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete This.
All right, Catherine, we're going to start off Delete This differently this day. First, we're going to close down Facebook. What are you doing?
I just want to know how much we made for Missoula Gives.
You're doing work, board of directors work over here?
$1,190.
If you want to donate to Animal Wonders Montana, Catherine and also all of the animals at Animal Wonders would very much appreciate it so that they can have a nicer place to live and do better outreach to the local community with educational content because it's very good and... the Missoula Institution. We're so lucky to have it.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, honey. I'm done.
So we're going to start out by looking... We're going to start out with my top tweet from 5 years ago. That's how we're going to start out. I feel like we need a way to start.
Okay.
Is that a good way?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my top tweet of the week from 5 years ago. When I was a little kid, I was afraid that if I kept flicking away my boogers, eventually my room would fill up and be nothing but boogers. That's true.
Being unaware of how matter gets broken down over time.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. Val, who is now lives, I don't know if they were living in Missoula back then.
2013.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't either.
Time. Who knows?
I'm sure they know, but.
Says, oh, that's so endearing. I gotta say, though, that I did eventually. Here's how I fixed this in my head.
Ugh.
No.
Okay.
It's not as bad as you think.
All right.
It's bad in a different way.
Great.
I thought to myself, oh, the cockroaches probably eat them.
Ah. Yep. That's bad in a different way. Ew.
I know.
Florida just
destroys you as a human.
The cockroaches will take care of it. It's fine. We'll destroy everything, but the cockroaches will take care of it.
Yeah, they'll clean up all your ground boogers. I don't know. Did I think that, like, my mom never vacuumed? Like, people clean this.
Yeah, you didn't know about vacuuming, because that happened when you were at school or something.
I remember once I cleaned my knife after making a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah?
And my mom...
Like, washed it?
I washed it off and put it in the drying rack.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's found out, and she... pulled me aside and she said, I just wanted you to know how much I appreciated that. So that's the kind of child I was.
Well, to be fair, like, that's the kind of child most children are unless they are.
Any positive enforcement I could get. Any positive reinforcement. That.
Oh my God.
She, yep. Love you, Mom.
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day. You're the best. I'm so lucky and I'm terrible and I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Here's another tweet from last week, 5 years ago. It's a vine of it snowing in Missoula.
Sure.
So just so you know, sometimes it snows on this day.
Yeah. Well, today we had a major thunderstorm.
It was a weird silly weird thunderstorm after having been a long, beautiful day. Suddenly it just rolled through and I felt like the whole house was going to fall over. Yeah. It was amazing. It was but hungry. This week, 5 years ago, I probably tweeted like 6 vines. Huh. So this must have been like, you know, well, for me, April 2013 is when I was like, okay, Vine is a thing. I should figure out what it's like to use Vine. And yep. Then I used Vine a few times, and then I was like, well, that I'm done with that.
Yep. Yeah.
And yeah, so I vined a bunch. Mm-hmm. And if you go look at my Vine, it's terrible and embarrassing.
Is it extant?
I don't know if it's extant. That's a great question. It's a great question, Catherine, and I don't... Vine, Hank Green, how do you even find... You're looking up extant. I'm looking up Hank Green vines.
I wanted to make sure I used the right words.
I don't know if my Vine is extant, Catherine, but I have a Vine compilation. It's all of my vines. Oh, there's my kitty, slow motion eating a thing. And there's my doggy, slow motion getting hit in the head with a thing. And this is, see, those are both good vines. See, the terrible thing about my vines is that a number of them I worked on.
Yeah, you were like trying to do a thing.
Yeah, why would I do that? Don't.
Because that was the idea. That. Like, you wanted to like get something that would go viral.
No, I hope that all I was trying to do was use the platform in the way that people were using the platform so that I could have a greater knowledge. Mm. But yeah, I was never going to be big on Vine for a bunch of different reasons. But the fact that there was you. You're in one of my Vines, Catherine. We're playing Settlers of Catan.
Wow, we haven't done that in a really long time. True,
There's Abby.
This is a strange... Lizzie
Bennett.
Diversion we've
Yes. Well, taken. Apparently I did enough vines that there's 4 minutes and 46 seconds of them, which astounds me. Mm. I am astounded by the number of vines I've made. Not I have, but I did. It's over now.
Yeah.
And 146 people have watched this Vine compilation, and none of them have commented on it. But it's out there if you want to go find it and be like, oh, cringe. But the good news is your house isn't full of boogers.
No, it's just full of dead skin cells and things eating those dead skin cells.
They probably eat the boogers, too.
Yeah.
Patrick Rothfuss tweeted, this is probably not going to make it the cut. Okay, Night Owls, I need to come up with some place names for my world. Any suggestions? And I said, using the system you developed for Tarbean, which is actually how that pronounced. Is it Tarbean?
I don't know. I think I have always said Tarbean.
Yeah, it's Tarbean. Yeah. I said oil corn, wax kernel,
okay,
mud nut,
gotcha,
gum seed, pitch nugget.
Pitch nugget.
I was so pleased with myself.
Of course you were. This is you were not at home.
I probably was sitting in a hotel room bed in New York when I tweeted that. Alexandria says manhole. That's what we name everything now in this community.
Yeah.
Coming up with different things that were sort of synonymy for tar was the hardest part of that tweet.
Yeah, yeah. La Brea.
The tar pits. Mm-hmm. This is a video of otters on a slide, which is very good.
Very good.
You can find the show notes.
Oh, look at them go. Look at them go. Sleepity, sleepity.
You can find the show notes at twitter.com/deletethispod if you want to see this otter slide tweet. And it says, I'm on the otter slide, and it's a Twitter called In Otter News, which I probably should follow. In fact, I'm going to right now. That sounds
In
like
Otter News.
Going to make my life better. And yep. I said,
that's
hello.
Especially
from...
your Twitter life.
So, yeah. And I said, hello from the outside, with the hope that people would then say, I am on the otter slide. Uh-huh. Was that a worthwhile tweet, Catherine?
I don't know.
Mostly.
Whatever.
Did I need to contribute anything to that except to just share the otters on the slide?
No.
Sometimes I don't need to comment on everything.
Yeah. Whatever. You got some real good otters in response.
People sent me a bunch of otters.
Mm-hmm. So that's quality.
That is probably also from the hotel bed. So April 30th now, I'm in New York. I'm in a fancy, super fancy thing. Fancy business advertising thing. Also launching and announcing VidCon London. Mm-hmm. The arrival of VidCon London. Mm-hmm. And I'm backstage talking to Eliza Koshy. Do you know who Eliza Koshy is? You're making a face like, no.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, Eliza is a young creator. She's very funny. She's from Houston. probably lives in LA now, because they all do. And I really like her a lot. She's really smart. She's like 21 and 23. I don't know. Whatever. In any case, she makes me feel very old. But she's very talented and very hardworking, and I like her a lot. She's an internet person. And so I made a joke about, we were talking about Skippy John Jones, actually, weirdly enough. And I made that furry joke that we weren't sure whether or not Skippy John Jones was a furry.
Right.
And Liza, what's a furry?
Oh.
And this is surprising to me because she's an internet person.
Yeah.
So then I had to explain what furries were. While the person I was sitting to that wasn't Liza kept being like, it's a sex thing. And I was like, it's not just a sex thing. There's all kinds of...
Yeah.
It was a fight. It was a battle. And they were like, no, it's a sex thing. And I'm like, no.
Seriously, stop.
Stop it. And then it reminded me, actually, that one of my tweets from last year, my mom...
Oh, yeah. My mom just now. So, very long pause. What is a furry?
We were there for this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And we went through the whole thing and it was very interesting.
Yeah. Update, my mom's excited that furries are living their best life and hopes that the pressures of the world aren't getting to them too much.
This is maybe like my top tweet stream of all time. That's a good thread right there.
Yeah. Good.
Because I love my mom.
Good situation.
And she really does. I'm sure hope that furries are living their best lives.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tyler Oakley replied to my tweet about telling lies about furries. He said, the Lord's work.
Just, yep. No.
And then Matt Belisai said, you ruined a pure person is what you did.
Oh.
Disagree. I didn't even respond to that because I didn't want to get into it with Matt Belisai.
Yeah. No, he's too smart for you.
Well, I guess you're a big Matt Belisai fan.
I mean, I think you're maybe smarter, but he's funnier.
The face you're making right now makes me think that you wish you'd stopped talking a little while ago.
What would you rather be, smarter or funnier?
I don't know, honestly. Uh-huh.
See, that's the problem with you. You want to be all of them.
I want to be all of them.
Sexy.
That would be... Oh, yeah. I also definitely want to... If I could lower sexy to zero and increase funny or smart by like a fraction of a percent, I would do that.
Really?
To like the outside world. I want the only person in the world to think I'm sexy be you. There's one person who thinks I'm sexy, and it's you.
Okay.
If we could take every tiny scrap of people thinking I'm sexy and put every scrap of that into you, now I've said that, and I'm actually thinking maybe that's a bad idea. And then I watched Liza do a photo shoot, and a number of other people do photo shoots at this fancy event that I was doing with Viacom Digital Studios.
Yeah.
And I tweeted, I am deeply impressed by people, because then I had to do it.
Oh, really?
By people who look comfortable doing a photo shoot.
Well, show me the picture of you doing it.
Superhuman skill. Okay, I've got some, I think. I didn't tweet any of them.
Obviously.
Hello from the outer slide. I must have gone back in time. Oh, fuck. There I am. What do you think? Do I look like I'm trying to figure out what the fuck to do with my hands and
oof.
Yeah. It looks super odd. Well, there you have it. Catherine is, the reviews are in.
Oof.
Right?
Not comfortable.
Yeah, I was like, what do I do with my face and arms? Part of that is that these were a bunch of young folk.
Part of that.
And they're very cool people. And I'm just not. Here's a picture of me with Liza, and I think his name is Arturo, and he's from Broad City, and I've never seen him before. Do I look confident and like a really great...
You don't look bad. You don't look terrible.
Yeah, I look better in that. Because I got to put my hands on their shoulders, which made me know where my hands should go.
Mm-hmm.
And Liza just got it on her hip. Like, I know where my hand goes. It goes here.
Mm-hmm.
My hand, like, a hand has never been so sure of where it should be ever before.
I mean... People who take pictures know where their hands go.
Right. And that is something that someone said in response to this.
They've practiced.
Yeah, practice.
Yeah.
Like, it is not something that just happens.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how, like, you're really good at the teleprompter?
Right.
Yeah.
I just, like, it seems like the kind of thing that you should just be able to do. It seems like something that should be easy. and it turns out to not be. Yeah. There are a number of things like that.
Uh-huh.
There are things that look hard but are easy, and things that look easy that are hard. I think that having a professional photographer in front of you and not looking like you just like found out that you're a human for the first time.
You're like, what are these things? What is a finger?
And then I posted a picture of Eliza looking very confident with her giant MTV flag. She's like, as you can tell in this photograph, 4'10". And then I posted this Mr. Bean gif as part of my announcement that VidCon's going to London.
Yeah.
Which I mentioned mostly so that I can mention on this podcast that VidCon's going to London. Catherine's singing a song.
Footloose.
Possibly copyright concerns here.
No.
No.
No one is ever going to give you a problem with my mouth noises. You think we got a problem with the other musical segment of this show?
That's a good point. There are other problems. There's another potential problem. In fact,
I don't think we do.
In fact, you should do it right now.
Oh God, I gotta get my energy up. I gotta prep.
Oops, I tweeted at Trump. I didn't tweet at Trump this week.
Oh, hooray! Yeah. I love the like cueing that's happening over here.
Yeah, I'm like, do it.
Jesus. I'm like a freaking little puppet. Perform for
thing.
Me, monkey.
Do the thing.
It's so much fun when you do the thing.
Well, if you don't do the thing because I didn't tweet at Trump, then I will tweet at Trump.
Okay. Yeah.
So I like that. And then it's over with. I didn't tweet at Trump this week, everybody. I succeeded.
Yeah.
And once again, I have to say, I didn't tweet at Trump.
Did you want me to do it again?
I was hoping you would. It's fine. You don't have to. May 1st, I'm still in New York. I only brought one pair of pants. And I say, when someone says, quote, a nice pair of jeans is okay to wear at an event, I have no idea what that means except not dirty. This is actually the thing we talked about.
Yeah.
Before
you left, I was like, get a clean one.
Yeah, clean.
Clean.
Clean pants. And I got clean pants.
Yeah, but then only one of them, which means they rapidly become not clean.
I just, no, what I do is when I am
traveling.
You know
what you need to do is bring out travel pants, like, that you wear on the plane.
Like, I need to look good on the plane.
Why?
Because I feel like it's a place where I should look good.
Okay, but I'm not saying don't.
There shouldn't be like.
That they're like sweaty sweatpants.
Okay.
They can still look good, but they can be like more
comfy.
Should I wear
just like a tracksuit? It's like red. Yeah, got a little thunder happening. Like that thing that YouTube got me with the red jacket,
yes,
and the red
you
pants.
You should wear the matching YouTube tracksuit that says green on the back of it. And then people will be like, oh, some sort of athlete. What sport does he play?
What do you think?
Olympic handball?
Yeah, seriously. What would be the sport I would be,
in
like,
that,
this
with
body?
That physique?
This body would be extraordinarily good at.
Dodgeball? Anyway, one pair of pants he went to New York with.
I did.
And then the funniest thing was everyone was like, too bad you can't get any pants anywhere in New York, anywhere.
Well, I don't have time to go pants shopping.
Yeah, no, that's obviously.
People had a number of things to say.
Yeah.
Mike Falzone said jeans that fit, which I think is actually kind of what they're going for.
Yes.
And I want baggy jeans. Ryan says no boot cut, which I deeply disagreed with, especially because lots of people have boots, and so you need boot cuts. Taha said they have to be polite.
Yes.
Which is good. But my favorite response, Sarah says, perhaps wear them about. Surely someone will be there to tell you nice jeans, and then you'll know. That was what I was going for, and no one said nice jeans. Except, eventually, Andrew Gregory, because he'd seen this tweet.
Well, if nobody's commenting on them.
Right.
I guess that's good.
And here's the tip to wearing clean jeans, is to use napkins.
Oh my God. This man is 38 years old, guys. Wow.
They stay clean way longer. It's like, Jesus. You can make it through like multiple meals.
Oh my God. Yeah. Also, don't eat like a slob.
Yeah. All about the napkins. I met the lady who designed my book cover.
Very nice.
There she is.
Yes.
She's
nice jeans.
Great. Yeah, she has nice jeans on. I'm wearing my nice jeans.
Hers aren't as nice as yours.
What?
I mean, they're okay. They're just light.
Yeah. That's another people said dark wash.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know what a wash is, but color,
that's
I assume.
The color. Yeah. They make them color.
Yeah.
Colorful.
And I think a big part of wearing nice jeans is what you're wearing on top. I just like put my blazer on every morning and suddenly my t-shirt and jeans look like I planned it. Like it was like a huge outfit that was decided upon through much trial and error and consideration.
I think most people can tell.
So this is the second day that second day I was in New York. So first day I did a bunch of VidCon, Viacom stuff.
Apparently this is Hank's travel journal episode.
Sorry, jeez. The second day I did a bunch of book stuff. So I went to Penguin. I went to Barnes & Noble.
I'm like, just bitter because I was here alone
I
by
know.
Myself all week.
And I kept texting you like, this is so amazing. Look at this beautiful city. Look at these great things I'm doing.
Yeah, well, it was gorgeous here too. So, yeah.
Okay.
Very nice flowers.
I kept thinking, boy, I wish Catherine was here to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to a book publicity event where some people from the media were. And Ashley Ford was there, who read my book early and gave me a lot of good advice on it. And it was the first time I met her in real life.
Very nice.
And she tweeted, I met Hank Green in person last night. He's kind of tall.
Yep.
Which is what you think every time you see someone who you've seen from the internet. And I said, Ashley is of roughly average height. She said, people always think I'm going to be super tall.
Oh, huh.
And I'm like, yeah, no, you're average. She's like, I'm not short. People are always like, oh, I thought you'd be taller. And she's like, I'm normal.
Yeah. Weird.
Well, I just seem authoritative on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe.
The camera slightly below me in my headshot.
It's all about perspective.
Update, May 2nd. I got up that morning and like, I don't know what I was thinking. It said in the thing, Pilates with Blogilates.
Yeah, like how hard is it to pack a pair of workout pants
and
with you?
It says, like, wear workout pants, Jesus. Wear workout clothes. But I was like, I'm missing Pilates while I'm in New York. I should go to Pilates. I have an opportunity to go with this famous Pilates instructor.
Uh-huh.
And I went, and it was a very different experience from our Pilates, Catherine.
Yeah, I don't usually sweat in our Pilates, although I did the last time.
Yeah, a lot. And my pants got less stretchy the wetter they got.
Ew. They didn't
get that wet.
Should have just taken them off.
No, I would definitely have left first.
You couldn't do Pilates in just your panties?
No, in my boxer briefs?
Yeah.
No.
People do hot yoga in their boxer briefs.
I mean, like me and I, Justine, and Lindsay Sterling.
You could still wear your shirt.
I didn't think I was taking my shirt off. No. Oh. Could you imagine, like, Lindsay Sterling turns around and she's like, oh my goodness.
Hank's pants are off.
Hank's in his panties. Hank's pants are off. I was like, I didn't bring any stretchy jeans.
I didn't bring any stretchy jeans. My normal workout attire. I just brought these normal jeans.
These normal, non-stretchy jeans. Lindsay's just like, oh, pants.
Yeah, those.
Nope.
That would be great.
I elected not to do it that way.
Why not?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not going to wear my underwear.
I wouldn't have done that either.
No, I would have just, I thought about leaving. I thought like, okay, I'm getting maybe a little too close to ripping these pants right now because we're doing like stretches and stuff.
That would be bad.
And I only have one pair of pants.
Jesus.
So I was like, one thing to have like slightly damp
38
pants.
38 years old.
And then a whole other thing to be like, well, I'm in New York with one pair of pants and they got a huge rip in the butt. And then I'm wandering around in my panties with the whole, all of everybody at the bowling alley, at the parties, at the bars, at the literal panel discussion I was doing that day.
Was this at least the last day of your trip?
This was the last day of my trip, yes. Yeah, I left the next morning.
Yeah. So he still had to wear these pants one more day, guys.
It's a true story.
Imagine if you had brought workout pants. You could have worn those on the plane.
I mean, yeah, no. It makes perfect sense to have brought workout pants, and I regret that I didn't. Except that at the end...
You'd probably do it again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I will travel without workout
You're
pants.
You're not good at packing, really.
I am good in that it happens very fast.
It does happen very fast. I pack for like 2 weeks. Especially now that I'm packing for myself and Oren.
Yeah.
And like food and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Hank packs in 20 minutes.
I would say that that is not an exaggeration.
No, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah. For a 3 or 4 day trip, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's longer than that, it might take a little longer, but not much.
Yeah. And I love.
And if Hank's going on the trip with me, I'll often be like, did you bring your this? And he'll be like, no, I did not.
I didn't do that.
I did not.
You know, I didn't.
I did not. Should I?
Like, did you bring your swimsuit? And I'm like, no.
Well, you know.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm sure my dad has one you can borrow. It'd be real baggy.
Oh, yeah. I love wearing your dad's blown out elastic swim trunks from 1992.
My parents have not bought new bathing suits, like, since they moved to Florida 15 years ago.
Yeah. In Florida, everything, like, the sun is just damaging everything, even when it's inside.
Yeah.
All the stretchy goes away.
Oof.
All right. So one of the things that I was at this YouTube event, and you could just go to this little counter and be like, I would like a bag of chips.
Please.
And they just give you a free bag of chips. And so they gave me this free bag of sweet potato chips with like cinnamon sugar. So it was weird. I liked them, but mostly I liked them because I was very hungry and I didn't want to solve that problem in any other way.
Yeah.
But this bag of chips was from a company, a brand, and the brand is called Brandless.
Really?
I think so.
Is that like no ad sunscreen?
I think it's like no ad sunscreen. I think that's the idea.
Okay.
But
they except, don't do branding.
Yeah, they're not branded.
Right.
But
so they don't spend money
on branding.
But
they are branded.
Right.
But like, of course you do spend money on branding. Like the package design is branding.
Okay, yeah.
The font that they chose is branding. Yeah, it's minimalist, but I don't understand. Like, so here's the thing. It says a number, like, it's like, here's your chips. Non-GMO, gluten-free, no artificial flavors, no preservatives, brandless. And then the coup de grace. TM.
Trademarked. We trademarked the word brandless.
So I say.
You can't do that.
You can. Yeah, you can.
Oh my God.
Here we are. Now is now.
Now is now.
And I said, trademarking the word brandless is the most 2018 thing I've ever seen. And I'm doing it. I'm sitting here looking at this trademarked word brandless at this YouTube event where everything and everyone is a brand and people have a hat that they wear so that you know that it's them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that when we are, and we all, even those of us who are just like me, I know that I have a brand. I know that I have a persona and a perception that I try to keep consistent throughout all the things that I do online. And like, part of that is that it's just who I am. But part of it is I'm trying to create a thing. And so there, like, everything is a brand, and we imagine, like, this thing that we created over here has like come to be like a way that we understand a lot of different things, but that there is enough of a backlash that you can create a brand that's brandless and that's a positive brand experience just melts me, and I like it. Like, it's so over the top that I'm like, yeah, dude, have your brand
Sink
be the fact
channel.
That you don't have a brand. Whatever. Who the fuck cares? It's 2018. Anything goes.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes. So if you work for Brandless, let us know. Maybe we can do a brand deal.
Yeah, have us, we'll advertise Brandless on our podcast. This episode is brought to you by Brandless. The Brandless brand of brands.
This is the Brandless family of brands.
You'll never need branding again. Don't brand it. Go Brandless.
The good news is that they're not going to poke you with hot things. They're not going to, like, burn it into you.
Exactly.
Which is the original meaning of what a brand is.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I want to do a video on this now.
You will not be branded.
Okay. Anyway, Catherine, it's time for that part of the podcast where you read a review of our podcast.
Okay, I'm looking for a good one.
Okay.
All right, this one was left on iTunes on May 4th, which is 2 days ago, by SlartyBartFast55.
Hey.
Thank you, SlartyBartFast. 10 Chicagoayas out of 10.
Hey. Do I get paid now?
This pod has helped me through my miserable morning commutes to school and back. Hank and Catherine are good at keeping it real while also taking too big of a bite out of an ice cream sandwich. Each episode is a new and unexpected adventure. It takes you to places you never even knew were possible. My only complaint is that sometimes I am laughing so hard that I have trouble driving. Yeah.
I didn't understand that part of the... I didn't understand that part of the review until just now. I was like, yeah, that's a lot of yes. That's a weird thing to do at the end there.
You're welcome. And no, that's the only thing you do at the end.
Yeah. No, I get it now. Uh-huh. And one listener out of one found that review helpful. That was definitely me. I clicked that.
Yes.
I found that very helpful. Sorry to bar fast. But be safe.
Yeah, that's be right. Safe. Be safe. Listen to not too sad, not too funny, not too sleepy podcasts while you're driving.
Yeah, hopefully we're not too funny. I mean, let's be honest.
We're not too funny.
We're not like a McElroy podcast.
No. They're on a different scale.
Yeah, it's a whole different level.
They have a different scale.
Yeah,
like they have their own scale of podcast levels. And we're on like normal podcast scale.
That's you and me, baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keeping it real, normal podcast.
Like the first couple of weeks we were doing this, I had some ideas for how to like market delete this.
No.
And I was like,
never mind.
Why would I? No. Hey, yeah, that'd be great. I could make this like not fun anymore.
Yeah. Really? Sign me up for the pressure.
Yeah. That's what you need.
Nope.
You love that.
Yeah.
It's time for draft tweets from Hank Green. It's tweets that I didn't tweet. There's a really lot of them from this week. It's draft tweets with Hank.
Wow.
There's a bunch. I'm not going to read all of them.
Good.
Here's one. Here's a thing that makes no sense. I regularly feel guilty that I don't work harder.
Wow. What? Jesus. Oh, you gotta get some of my energy. I'm like, I did a thing today. Check.
That's part
successful
of,
that's
part
day.
Of why I think we're a good couple, man. I really.
I know. Imagine if both of us were like, "Oh God, not working hard enough."
I know some couples like that, and I was like, "Oof."
Seems that sounds real intense.
I definitely
that
need
sounds
someone
like it'd be
to,
real intense
to tie me down to reality. Some.
I mean, I did a lot of stuff this week. Let's be
honest.
Yeah,
you. Oh, to be clear,
I took care.
You do a ton of stuff
of the business this week,
and I was out of town most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah, you're great.
I took care of it.
You did.
But yes, there are some days when I'm like. Already called that person once today.
I've been on the phone once.
I don't want to do it.
Not
I feel like I got a sunburn on my hands.
I think I may have gotten a little bit of sunburn too, but it was so beautiful out.
Oh man, outside all day.
I feel the heat coming off of me.
Yeah.
And then
we have to cuddle because we only use one mic.
We do have to be quite close together.
Ugh.
We're touching.
We might have to readjust this situation when it gets real hot.
Well, we could just turn the air conditioning on. Thank goodness.
That's true.
I also draft tweeted while I was at Creator Summit. I probably said the phrase diversify your identity to 12 different people at YouTube's Creator Summit yesterday, which is true. I kept saying diversify your identity over and over again to people because I feel like that is the secret to long-term YouTube.
It's certainly been your secret.
Yeah, I just like...
What are you?
If you
Who
just...
are you? People ask me what you do, and I'm like, YouTube.
And not everybody has the opportunity to do that, of course. But I think that like, if you have to find value, you have to value yourself in ways other than just YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Because if you are only finding your identity in this... very exciting, cool thing that is happening to you. And you only have your value in those numbers as they stand right now. You're signing up for a bad day.
Yeah.
Not too far in the future.
Yeah.
So that's what I And I mostly was saying that to people who had...
That's hard to internalize for a lot of people, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, it's hard for me to
This is the thing that I enjoy
internalize.
To do, and this is what I am passionate about, and that's what I should be doing, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what everyone tells me. Follow my passions. Do the thing I'm passionate about. Do the thing.
Yeah.
Follow your dreams.
Yeah, who knows what those are.
Yeah.
Catherine doesn't like that. It's making... Well, can you expand on that, Catherine? Can you tell me a little bit more about that perspective?
Why I don't like that.
Oh, God. Stop.
Why I don't like the... Follow your... You've talked about it.
I have. I did a whole talk on it.
Just Google Hank Green fuck your dreams.
Yeah. XOXO. I did a talk on that.
It's great.
I'm glad you think so. May 3rd, my dad's birthday. If Bruno Mars is a dangerous man with some money in his pocket, one assumes at this point that that is all of the time. Be aware.
Look out!
Keep up! Yeah, I don't know why I didn't say look out or keep up. I should have.
I don't know. Are those the lyrics?
I believe that's what he says. Yeah.
Something like that.
And then there was some discussion, which I hadn't considered. Is Bruno Mars a dangerous man who happens to have some money in his pocket? Or is he a dangerous man, but only when he has some money in his pocket? I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up!
I think he's a dangerous man when he has money.
That's
in
what
his
it
pocket.
Sounds like. That's yeah. that is I feel like.
Yeah.
Like you could interpret that sentence either way, but the way that it's presented.
Yeah.
Seems like he gets...
When I get some money in my pocket, look out.
Yeah, look out.
I'm a dangerous man, because who knows what I'm going to do.
It's true. But like, he's pretty much 100% money
yeah.
in pocket
All
now.
The time pocket money. Unless he's like the queen. She doesn't have pockets or money. Like, she doesn't carry money, and she
does
not
have pockets.
Have pockets. I don't know.
Queen
honestly,
pockets.
She's always got a queen pocket.
That's sheets. Those are sheets.
That was a bad Google. You got to be a little more.
Queen Elizabeth pockets. That's a beagle. Does the queen have
that's cute.
A pocket? With
I mean, I was just kind of being funny when I said that she doesn't
yeah,
have pockets.
I know.
But I meant, you know, because like notoriously she doesn't carry money around.
Right.
Like she carries this purse around.
Right.
But it's probably just her pills.
That's Elizabeth Taylor.
That's Elizabeth Taylor.
It's probably just pills.
right.
You know, she's
her dog
90
treats.
Something. Yeah, dog treats and
she's
pills.
She's got dog cookies and pills in there.
Don't get them mixed up.
Well, it would only be a problem if she gave the pills to the dogs.
It seems like she doesn't.
See, but like most
like
of those coats don't
this
have
one has,
pockets.
This
oh,
one
that
has
one
pockets,
does have
pockets. But most of them don't.
Those could just be decorative, too.
I'm sure, 100% sure that there are nothing in those pockets.
They ain't nothing in those pockets. Poor
there.
Queen Elizabeth,
what?
Empty pockets.
Yeah, well, the thing is, she's got several people walking behind her at any moment, and they all have lots of pockets.
No, I know. I'm just... Keep up!
So what we've learned today is that Queen Elizabeth is not a dangerous man.
Nope.
Because she does not have money in her pocket. Here's Hannah Hart's tweet,
Oops.
In which I...
Wow, you body checked her.
Coming pretty hard. This was totally staged.
Oh. Just keep it in mind, kids. Nothing is real. The internet is fake. People are fake. No one is living the life you think they are.
Yeah. So they got the little camera thing out, and I like walked away because I was like, "Well, the best."
Nobody wants to take a picture of me.
Well, I know it's like I know it's going to be a GIF, and so I know that like you have to have some dynamic element. So I walked away, and then Hannah was like, "Hank, where'd you go?" And I was like, "Here I come."
That's not that staged.
It's not that staged, but, you know, I did intend for it to be, and I think that it turned out really cute, though.
It turned out really cute.
Yeah.
Good job.
And I like my friend.
Good job manipulating the narrative.
I like my friend Hannah.
Whoa,
and what's happening?
I don't know. Where's the noises coming from?
I just muted it. I like my friend Hannah, and I'm glad that we got to hang out.
Yeah.
Me and her and Ella and a bunch of other cool YouTubers.
You know who they didn't get to hang out with, though?
You?
Yeah, and my baby.
It's true.
Cooler than all those people.
He's definitely better looking.
Oh! Whoa! Sick burn, everyone!
everyone at YouTube. Sick burn, every YouTuber. You're not as cute as my baby.
Yeah, you think you're cute? Not that cute. Watch this.
What are you doing? Are you looking at a picture of your baby right now?
Trying to.
You're not logged into the right account.
I'm not logged into the right account. I'm allowed to look at pictures of my baby. I look at my actual baby.
There he is on the Nest Cam.
Oh, boy. He's so sleepy.
He's asleep.
He was awake for too long.
I just took these pictures of him when I was giving him his bottle tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
He's such a chubbo.
Look at his beautiful liquid eyes.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty.
He's so vital.
Oh, my.
You know, they just have, like, really...
That one's bad.
They're just so... young and full of life.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, there he is with his helmet.
So cute. That one was really cute. Maybe he'll get one of those when he grows up.
Yeah, when he's a little bigger. Yeah. And then I said I really like YouTubers.
Yeah.
Because I do. I like there. So there was over 100 YouTubers there responsible for some ridiculous number of views. Like,
oh, okay.
Like 100 billion views or something. Right. And everybody I talked to was like pretty down to earth. Had a lot of really careful thoughts. Huh. I had, you know, I was hanging out with a lot of my, you know, like my EDU friends, but also people I'd never met before who are younger and really interesting, newer creators on the platform.
Newer than you.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a great time and I just felt like everybody was pretty supportive of each other and, you know, lots of constructive thoughts for the platform, but also,
yeah,
you know, also just like lots of just hanging out like people.
Yeah.
And I had a really good time. It was a very, very nice place that we were at.
Yeah.
There was like this rooftop bar in Brooklyn, basically, that we had
nice.
Had complete ownership of. And I didn't want to leave ever because it was so pretty.
But you had to come home.
Yeah. Well, I had to. Mostly the bar closed.
Oh, you didn't want to leave the bar.
Yeah.
I see.
And I think sometimes, like, it's gotten more complicated, you know? Like, the place is so big and diverse. Like, the YouTube community is not a singular thing anymore.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
And...
Yeah. Have you seen Megan Tonch's few recent videos?
No, I should.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking about making a video about something like this week. Just how... You know, it complicates our understanding of it, and then it's, like, sort of less perfect and easy and beautiful. But that doesn't mean that it's actually that way. It just means that our perception of it has gotten more complicated. And yeah. A lot of people agreed with me. 10,000 likes. Other people also like YouTubers. And I thought that was going to be my top tweet of the week, Catherine. But then... But then I'm in the shower.
Just reading the copy on my shampoo.
I mean...
Which I haven't even used it. I bought it because I'm running out of my other one.
Did you not read this in the store?
No, I don't think so.
It says on it.
I definitely skipped over the most important like
two
phrase.
Words.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says for limp, lifeless hair, and I read that and I was like, "Come on, shampoo."
Yeah.
What are you trying to say about my wife? She's beautiful, and her hair is not limp. And of course it's lifeless because she's a human being and her hair is made of dead protein. I'm glad it's not alive.
That's what happens to hair.
That's it works.
Hair.
And then I continued to read, with horsepower expanders to increase body and shine while infusing weightless texture.
Horsepower expanders.
With horsepower expanders.
Yeah, I definitely did not read horsepower expanders when I was in the store.
I
want to
know so much what the hell a horsepower expander is.
Did you Google it?
I did. And there are a number of things called horsepower expanders. None of them have anything to do with shampoo. They unsurprisingly have to do with internal combustion engines.
Yeah, actually expanding the horsepower of something.
Yeah, and then there's also sometimes...
Well, some shampoo executive copywriter saw the phrase horsepower expanders and was like, you know what?
That actually sounds real good.
So, I can make that work for my...
I tweeted, I have so many things to say to this fuckboy shampoo bottle. One, stop negging my wife. Her hair is great. Two, hair is dead protein strands. Unless you're a Medusa, it's not supposed to be alive. Three, keep your fucking horsepower expanders away from me and my family, Giovanni.
That was a good one.
Do you want to check out my Twitter right now? Twitter.com/HankGreen.
Okay. I did. I saw it. I saw it at your bio. Yeah, you changed your bio.
My bio.
You changed your bio to say, keep your fucking horsepower expanders away from me and my family, Giovanni. Which is really funny for you, but does not do a good, no, necessarily a great
I'm
thing
sure,
for your
I'm
Twitter.
Sure I'll change it eventually. Yeah.
Change my Twitter bio.
I have a confession to make. You probably also saw this, that earlier this day, I replied to this tweet in order to get more people to see it and like it because it wasn't the top tweet of the week, I wanted it to be the top tweet of the week.
Oh my God.
Because previously, the top tweet of the week before that happened was me when CNN breaking news said that President Trump will appoint Dr. Oz to his council on sport, fitness, and nutrition.
Sure.
I said, I have never been less surprised by a terrible decision. And that got so many freaking likes that it was almost my top tweet of the week. It's like 200 away now.
Ugh.
So I managed to get the Giovanni tweet up above that.
get into it, Giovanni.
So it's my birthday this week, May 5th.
Happy Anco de Mayo.
Thank you. I got a birthday present from my office. It was a birthday card with a lot of very nice notes in it. And also a Coca-Cola and some unsweetened iced tea.
Oh, I get it. I was like, what? Why'd they give you two caffeinated beverages? Oh, wait, I see.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like the perfect present to give your boss.
Who doesn't need anything.
Doesn't need anything. And yeah.
Yeah. I agree. And then I did. I had an Arnold facepalmer. And then I went on the SciShow live stream and I put on this BB-8 costume.
Because you're just flying. Whee! You also texted me at some point last week when you were there. That was not decaf!
That was when I was in New York. That was the day of the YouTube Creator Summit. I went and got a decaf, and it was definitely not a decaf. I was on
trouble!
Spot, like, oh, I felt real bad. I was, every cell in my body was jiggling. Ugh.
Yeah.
It was really uncomfortable, actually.
Did you get it from Starbucks, too?
No, I got it from, there was like a coffee cart in the lobby.
Because that Starbucks coffee will wreck your shit, even if you are used to caffeine.
Yeah. So it took me a while to come down. And then, oh my God, Catherine.
Yes.
I forgot about this.
Oh.
We're at the lunch. So they have this very fancy lunch for us.
Yes. Everyone is organized by astrological signs.
Yeah, everyone, which was interesting. And good, because then I got to sit with some people I didn't know that well.
Okay.
Or at all, some of them. And then they brought out fried artichoke hearts.
Okay.
And I'm like, dope. I love artichokes.
Uh-oh.
But there's a bunch of like extra leaves on the outside that you could probably eat.
You could eat the like,
because they're fried.
The base of them.
Yeah, they're like the, well, no, like the, it's just like sort of like the middle leaves.
Oh.
That are a little softer, and they deep fried it, so they're probably more edible now. And most people are eating the whole thing. But it's about time for them to take it away. And there's like a whole pile of them. And I know they're just going to throw them away. And they're really good. So I start to just like take all the leaves off and eat the good part with a bunch of them. And then I got my plate and it's like piled high with fried artichoke leaves.
Uh-huh.
And then they bring out the entrees. So that was the appetizer. Then they bring out the entrees and like I got a plate full of frickin' leaves. Just like crispy, cripply little leaves on my plate. And I...
Where's the story going?
There's no way for me to get my fusilli onto my plate.
Okay.
And so I just tilt my plate over and like put my leaves on like the side of the where my like napkin is, and I just got a pile of leaves by the side of, and then it become, and everybody's like, Hank, why do you have a big pile of leaves on the side?
Oh my God.
And it becomes a thing.
Hank Green,
people are like, Hank Green
pile of leaves,
legend of online video, doesn't know how to eat food.
Oh my God, Hank.
I thought I was doing the right thing, but I thought they were gonna take my plate.
Why didn't they take your plate?
I don't know. I should have called a person over to say, can you please take my plate, bring me a new one because I have a lot of leaves.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that.
Cause you don't want to be like, excuse me, waiter, may I have another plate, please?
Yeah,
I
maybe. That is exactly what.
I have made a disgusting mess of my own plate. Can you take care of this mess for me?
Correct. This was the problem. I didn't want to look like an entitled snob, which is the thing that I'm the most afraid of.
Yep.
I got a hot dog for my birthday. We did crafts. We made spray painted hanklerfish rocks.
I mean, to be fair, you made them.
I made them almost entirely. Catherine did some of the dangles.
Yeah, I didn't really do much.
But thank you very much for your limited
took care
help.
Of the baby.
Yes, well, you did that.
While you did that.
Yeah, thank you. I think they turned out really well.
They did turn out great.
It's today, 11 hours ago. My wife keeps whispering, God damn it, under her breath. And I'm pretty sure it's because she's really deeply angry that she knows absolutely anything about DJ Khaled's sex life.
It does keep coming back to me at, like, times, and I'm just like, really? And it's not even it's not just that either. It's the Smash Mouth.
Oh,
replying
God,
to
no.
DJ Khaled.
Like, so, yeah, like, now that, I know about Smash Mouth sex life.
There's that conversation happening, and I'm like, now I'm thinking about both of those people. Yeah.
That's the worst.
Stop my brain.
All right, my last tweet of the week. Catherine, before we get to our viral moments of joy, and also whatever you may have tweeted, anything?
No, sir.
Nothing. It was a busy week for Catherine.
I was not on Twitter. I have just basically caught up with what Hank has been doing this week. I have not tweeted since April 2nd.
April 2nd.
April 16th was well, just was a retweet of delete this pod.
All right. So,
I haven't personally tweeted since April 2nd.
5 hours ago, I tweeted ago. The note at the end of this entry for the word clitoris on the online etymology dictionary is everything.
Jesus.
You want to read it for me?
The anatomist Matteo Rinaldo Colombo, 1516 through 1559, professor at Padua, claimed to have discovered it. He called it amor veneris vel dulcedo, the love or sweetness of Venus. It had been known earlier to women. Hadah.
Like, I love
claimed
the idea.
To have discovered it.
That somebody is like, I discovered this thing that's on a half people.
All women half the people. Have it.
And then I was thinking about this and I'm like, was there like, was the separation of the sexes so distinct that there are like mysterious body parts on the other person where you were just like, I don't know.
Only in certain cultures.
And probably also, I would hope, only in certain relationships, right? Like, some people must have had productive sex lives in the 1500s.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Yeah, but they didn't want to talk about it. Because
they weren't writing about it in De Re Anatomica.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, Rinaldo Colombo. You're a nerd, and you should have known about clits.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know. What's a woman? What's a woman?
Oh, God.
Something mysterious going on down there.
I want to know how this happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the name, the love or sweetness of Venus. Love, really nice. Like, a lovely name for...
Very nice name.
The clitoris.
Sure.
But I do want to know the story of how he discovered it.
Right.
Was there like a... Because that sounds like a good story.
That does sound like a good story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that could have happened a few different ways that I'm imagining, and I don't want to go any farther than that.
All right, Catherine, it's time for our viral moments of joy. Are you ready for this dog couple hugging?
Oh, that's a cute...
They're just hiding behind the bed hugging.
Oh, were they bad?
I don't know. Are you scared because there's thunder?
Were they bad earlier and one of them, that one is protecting the other one?
Maybe. I don't know. It's very cute. You can see these videos at youtube.com/deletethispod. It's our show notes, which is a big long Twitter moment, which has a couple of things that we don't talk about during the podcast. There's this very good one of synchronized chickens.
Those chickens freaked me out, man.
Yeah.
Because what the heck is happening there?
I would like it explained to me. And then there's this good one of this cute dog.
I really like that one.
Tasha.
The dog doesn't want to come in.
And he's hiding behind a big pot.
He's hiding behind a big planter.
Tasha.
When he opens the door, the dog goes down behind the pot.
It's okay. And then the ears right up. Happy wicky ears.
I want to see what kind of dog it is.
We never get to find out.
He doesn't want to come in.
I don't know. Maybe if we go to this guy's Twitter, we'll see his dog. That's not his dog. That's definitely a different dog. How many dogs do you have, dude? Nope, it wasn't his video.
This person just reposts other people's videos.
Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
boo.
That's what happens.
Where's Tasha?
Where's Tasha? This guy likes Metallica a lot. That's what I know about that guy is he reposts dog videos and he likes Metallica a lot.
Not useful information.
Boo. And that's it for our podcast, Catherine. We're leaving it on that high note of cute dogs.
Cute dogs, yo!
I appreciate you.
I love a cute dog, yo.
I just appreciate you.
Oh, thanks. That's good. That's an appreciated sentiment.
Catherine appreciates.
I appreciate your appreciation.
Sweet. Excellent.
Yeah.
Thanks for making a podcast with me. The music from this podcast is by Andrew Huang. The podcast is produced by me and Catherine and edited by me. Delete This is on Twitter at twitter.com/deletethispod. I'm Hank Green on Twitter. And Catherine.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I love that joke so much. Thanks for listening. We read an iTunes review every week, so if you want to leave one of those, that would be wonderful.
Yeah,
we would like that.
Maybe we'll read it.
Maybe we'll read it. Thank you for listening.
See you next time. DJ Khaled is disgusting. Personally, I believe it should be illegal to refuse to go down on a lady. Girl I just met at the bar. I'm gonna go. Thank you, Internet Hippo.